Blog Talk Radio.
You don't want zero problems, big fella.
Yup.
If one more label try to stop me, it's gonna be some dreadhead niggas in your lobby.
Never sweet out. My shooters come for free. So
if one more label try to stop me, it's gonna be some dread niggas in your lobby. You don't want no problem when no problem with me.
I'm my co-host Ray on the line, waiting for the others to kind of trickle on in here. What's up, good old black person? Can't even say people.
nothing.
The hell. But yeah, we here. Yep. I'm a fucking tired. But oh well. We drink because we say inappropriate ass things around here. Tonight we're talking about the necessariness of healing. And here's the why. Because, you know, sometimes I have a why. I don't always have a why, but this time I got one. I am so sick and tired of bitter bitches on my timeline. I want you bitches to get off Facebook and go heal. Personally, how I feel. And, you know, some of them, like, be my friends. I ain't even gonna lie, like, they be people, like, real people I know. It don't just be, like, random people that's on my Facebook page. It be real people that I know, and I know their situations. I'd be like, you know what? You need to just start your healing process. Because whatever this shit is, this just ain't it. This ain't it. So, that's how we got here today. And... Yeah, that's what we are. Because I'm sick of seeing these woe is me posts of, oh, I wish I had a, it's so nice outside, I wish I had a boo. Or, I'm so sick of these men lying to me. You know, I wish I could just find a real one. And, what? Bitch, go get yourself together first before you start. And I know other people see it. I know it's not just me. Am I the only one who sees it?
No, I see it every day. And it be the ones that always rush to get in a relationship. Then they get in the relationship, they bragging, boasting, my man this, my man that. 3 weeks later, like SpongeBob, 3 weeks later, here they go. Where the real me is? Nah, bitch, you just bragging. You just bragging.
I just don't get it. Because and they be acting like they so innocent in situations. Like, no, you trash too, but okay.
Exactly. That's what I was about to use. It was right out of my mouth. Like, nah, nigga, you ain't the damn innocent one. Trust.
And I just don't understand, but I want to today to say, you bitches need to go heal. Oh, here comes Ron. Ron's here. Hey, Ron. Ron? You raised your hand. Oh, I guess he got us on mute. He said don't click him in until he raised his hand.
My bad. I had you on mute. Can you hear me?
Good gosh, you look like a busted can of doggone biscuit. The fuck? Sorry.
What? You can hear me?
I can hear you. I can hear you. Right.
What's good? What's good, black people? What's going on?
We good, black person.
I love to hear that. I love to hear that. Pardon the noise behind me. I'll be to a good place momentarily. But,
okay.
All right. Hold on. Healing. So we talking about, right?
Healing. Yeah, we're talking about the bitter people who need to heal.
You mean, like, I'll bust you upside your fucking head because you keep playing me like I'm a fucking fool, and the scab that is on your head as the healing process is going on? Is that what we mean healing?
No, fool. When you've been in a relationship and your ass needs to heal from that shit, and you need,
right,
because
I done bust you upside your head and it was bleeding and you got a scab. Right. We're on the same page then.
Really?
No. No, we're not on the same page. This bitch got me parent bandage. Oh, my bad. I'm sorry.
Listen.
You know what I'm saying? Healing. You know what I'm saying?
And men need to heal, too. I'm not just talking about women. Men need to heal, too.
I know, my bad. I came in late, so I was misunderstanding the type of healing that you meant. I didn't know whether you meant like emotional healing, like Deepak Chopra. I didn't know if you meant sexual healing, like Marvin Gaye. I didn't know if you meant physical healing, like the ER room. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know what kind of healing we was talking about, so I was just trying to get, you know what I'm saying, clarity. My bad.
Physical, mental, emotional, internal, external, however you want to
put it. Oh, and then fuck it. We going back to the scab. We're busting that bitch in her head because she got me paying the rent, paying for trips.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry. I've come in and I've just taken this shit off the rails. I apologize. Please, as you were.
As I'm trying to keep it on the rails as I sip on this tequila and grapefruit juice.
Oh, so then that means momentarily you too will draw this shit right off this motherfucking track. Oh, it's a matter of time. Okay, join me in the ditch. Why don't you?
I'm not trying to join nobody in the goddamn ditch.
Join me off the side of the road. Why don't you?
Look, the first cup I had was like, you know, my wine glass cup.
Nigga,
now
the
I got
first cup.
Huh?
The first cup.
The first cup was in my wine glass. The second one is in a styrofoam cup.
This nigga. You done went from bougie to bad, nigga. I thought it was from bad to bougie. You went from bougie to bad, nigga. I'm confused. You backwards. Nigga went from classy to ashy. That ain't the direction.
It happens sometimes.
Oh, shit. And after one drink, nigga, that progression is usually after, like, your sixth drink.
I made them. You should see my wine glasses. They be big. They're the ones that don't have the little skinny part to them. It's just the glass part, and they pretty big. And I feel that the first time. And I
almost like a goblet.
Down. Yeah.
I'm one of the people who are listening to hear how excited she is at the fact that she has a fucking circular fucking bowl / fucking colander. You know what I'm saying? That she put her fucking wine in. That now she's using for fucking tequila and fucking grapefruit juice.
Judge your mama.
I judge my mama too on her fucking, her motherfucking habits and shit. She judged me. Fuck that.
But yeah, so and I was telling Drell, like, the reason why we're here is because there's so many different people on my timeline who need to fucking heal. Like, every other day is some shit. It's either men ain't shit or I wish I had a boo. Bitch, you too bipolar for this shit, so therefore you need to go heal. That's what I posted earlier today, like, stop and go heal. Like, just go ahead and do it. And it, for me, and this is, I may not need to heal, but I need to take a break from people. It's okay to take a break from people. Because these motherfuckers in these streets don't give a good goddamn about nobody else but themselves. And I've just noticed, like, yo, I don't even like people at this point. Like, I don't even like people. I don't. Maybe I need to heal from people. Nigga, I am fried. Like, I can feel my, you know how you can feel your face, your eyes turn chinky.
I feel my cheeks just sliding on
them.
Did
this nigga just say she felt her eyes turn full young? Is that what this nigga just said?
Basically.
That's a brand new one on me. I ain't never heard that one before.
Ever.
No. Yo, it said rock tequila. I'm telling y'all, that shit is awesome. That rock tequila. I don't know what he put in that tequila. Maybe they put the same shit in Casamigos because they ain't had no Casamigos. I definitely got some of this rock tequila.
And a rock dick.
Oh, Lord.
All right, so boom. So check this out. All right, so boom. You were saying that your timeline was full of people complaining and kvetching and, you know, just spreading vibes that they could have kept to themselves. You know what
I mean? You said right, nigga. You right.
My thing is that for those of us who are at a further stage of healing than they are, or who are already healed, we have to also have the patience to realize that everybody doesn't heal at the same pace. And sometimes we have something called setbacks. So, like, the net.
Also known as triggers. Right? Triggers?
Well, no. That's different. Yes. Okay. So the setback from what I'm saying is like the Nets, they have a player called Joe Harris. Joe Harris was out because he had a bad foot, right? And he went back to get reassessed, and they was like, nah, we got to do the surgery over. So he had a setback. He thought he was on course to get off injured reserve. They look back. It's not healing the way we thought it was going to heal. We got to go do the surgery all over again, and you got to start your rehabbing it. That's what I mean by a setback. Like, you thought it was going to be one way, and then, oh, shit. You know what I mean? Like, we got to do this again. So a setback is relapse. You know what I'm saying? I thought I was off of drugs. Oh, shit, I went home, and, you know what I'm saying, that bitch had cocaine all on her pelvis, and I snorted it up right before we fucked. But, you know what I mean? So I say all that to say that we got to realize that sometimes those things occur, and these people, it takes them longer to heal than it took us, maybe. You know what I mean? And they may be at a different stage of it, so we got to have some patience. Now, don't get it twisted. Having some patience, and if one more motherfucker, is a very thin line between that. There's a very thin line between I got patience for these people to heal, and if one more motherfucker talk about their baby father, it's a very thin line between that. So I get it. But, you know,
not even the baby father, the last nigga that you fucked with for X amount of years, and he fucked you over all them years, and you stayed. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes the shit that you go through, it be because of you. You ain't
no,
got
the
to
shit
go
that you go through is always the, listen. If it ain't because of you, it's in spite of you. But you are definitely involved. You know what I'm saying? You are the common denominator.
Exactly. So.
But I mean, the one thing that I try to, you know what I'm saying, realize is that we are all hurt and damaged, man. We all hurt and damaged. We all need to heal in certain ways. And the arrogance comes off as when you are a person who's had some level of therapy or you have some level of enlightenment, or, you know what I'm saying, and you see somebody who could benefit from therapy or benefit from that enlightenment, you always be like, yo, you need some therapy. You know what I mean? Like, it's like that therapy arrogance. You know what I mean? It's like that dick arrogance. It's like dick arrogance. Remember when you was a teenager and you just got some dick, and you see a bitch that don't know how to act, like, oh, you need some dick. You know what I'm saying? Those who've had dick before
know
what it feels like.
I don't know, though, if I get a high school student. I don't know.
All right, I never said anything about high school. The fact that you went back there already tells us about your past, so I think you may want to stop talking.
No, I have no past. Only have future.
You told on yourself.
Okay, sir.
Yo, Dre, I was like, yeah, when I was fucking young. She said, yeah, because when I was in the fourth grade, fucking, like, whoa, who said anything about
fourth grade? No, first of all, no, I was playing with Barbie dolls in the fourth grade, so you better hush your mouth.
You was playing with Ken, too.
No, we wouldn't be, no.
Matter of fact, you was playing with Ken, too.
All right, whatever. But I get what you're saying about the time period of people needing to heal in their own time. And I get that because I know with me, it took me some years to kind of get over some shit. You know? So... yeah, I understand that, but don't mask it to the point where you're like, oh, I'm healed, and that the things that you do don't reflect that. You know
explain
what I mean?
That. Explain that. Walk that out. Flesh that out.
Okay. So you have people who are like, oh, I'm walking in my healing, I'm healing. Oh, and then they'll say some fuck shit. They'll be like, you know what, that's not what a healed person would say.
Got you.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't, if you're going to be walking in your healing, walk in that shit. Don't pretend to walk in that shit because naturally you are not healing. You're still holding on to the fuck shit that you went through. And every person, and here's my thing, every person after a relationship, they have to take a step back and get the pieces of them that they lost in that moment, because we all lose pieces in relationships. I don't care if it was a good relationship, bad relationship, halfway decent relationship, we all lose pieces. So you gotta take a step back to say, hey, let me get back to these thoughts and feelings that I had and get back to me. Because in there, I've lost pieces of myself. And it's okay to recognize it. It's not a bad thing.
How about this?
Mm-hmm,
one,
mm-hmm.
You've also gained pieces of yourself. Okay? Two, let's also look at it like this. The experience of dealing with someone who hurts you is a traumatic one, right? And you take that with you to your next experience sometimes. And it's also a liberating thing, and this may sound crazy, but to realize that people's pain is theirs, not yours, and what's hurting you is your own expectations, you learn not to have so many expectations, and then you get hurt less, and then you have less to heal from.
And so I get that, because that's why I was like, you know, if there was a post that I made a while back that said, no expectations equals no disappointment. Because if I don't set a certain set of expectations upon it, and you fuck up those expectations, I can't be disappointed.
Now, at the same time, to troubleshoot and to diagnose, well, you need expectations. Know what I mean?
It's a catch-22 type situation. Like, it's like, you damn if you do it, damn if you do it.
Exactly. Know what I mean? Like, yeah, you shouldn't have any expectations because you don't get upset if you don't have any expectations. But you know what you also don't do? You usually don't accomplish great shit without expectations.
Right.
Usually you don't. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you don't, you know what I'm saying? When you go to the doctor and you say, yo, doctor, I got a cold. Well, the doctor has the expectation of you to have a runny nose, a fever, you know what I'm saying? A sneeze, a sniff, you know what I'm saying? There's certain expectations that this doctor has when you say you have a cold. You know what I mean? Doctor, I got a broken arm. All right, first thing I do is I look to see, well, your arms are bending. Can you hold something? Can you flex your fingers? You know, certain things, expectations you have. You know what I'm saying? When somebody tells you certain things. So I like you say, it's a catch-22. It definitely is.
Right. I want people to recognize the fact that they need to heal. Because, and if you need therapy, go get that shit. Go get it. Your insurance pay for it. You might have a smile.
Yo, you know what's crazy? When the abused becomes the abuser.
Okay.
It's like, what was that Tyler Perry movie where the chick was taking care of old boy?
Diary of a Mad Black Woman.
Yeah, the diary.
Wasn't
diary
name
of a Mad
Black Woman. Steve Harris.
Yeah. Mhm.
Know what I'm saying? With,
it's Diary
you know
of a Mad
taking
Black
care
Woman.
Of, right. And now she started, know what I'm saying, taking her shit out on him. It's like, you can get into the habit of somebody making up to you. Right, he owe me one. He got to make up to me. That nigga done fucked up. You know what I'm saying? You can get into the habit of thinking that somebody owes you because they fucked up. Like, he fucked up 17 years ago. He's still making, he's still paying for that shit?
Right.
And then what popped into my head is, so now the next question to healing is, How long do you, know what I'm saying, allow yourself to heal before you say, I'm healed?
And you know what? I think it's not like necessarily a time limit to it, but it's a feeling that hits you. Like, you know how some people be like, I don't care, I don't care, I don't care. Bitch, you care because you keep saying, I don't care. And you care. But when some shit, like, you be like, shit, fuck it, I don't even care. And then that's the last thing you say about it. That starts the process. Because now that shit's not affecting your everyday life. It's not, you're not sitting thinking about, oh, he doing X, Y, Z, I don't care. Bitch, you care. Shut up. You care because you're talking about it. You care because you're still posting about it. You care because every time I fucking talk to you, it's some shit. But when I say, you know what?
How about this? You care because you should, you fucking dumb whore, you. How about that? You should care. You just shared your energy, your home, your family, your finances, your future with this man or with this woman, and now you're not with them, you should care about that.
And stop pretending like you don't care.
And stop pretending, yes, ma'am.
Stop pretending, because that's the whole point. Like, you can't. Don't fake it till you make it. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't fake that shit, because now you look stupid as fuck. Like, come on now.
Yeah, I was watching something today, and it was they were talking about dishonesty, and it was about the different kinds of dishonesty, and they was talking about in politics and shit like that, and he was breaking down like not mentioning something, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? That's one kind of dishonesty, and this is another kind of dishonesty, and this is another kind of lying. This is another kind. I'm like, goddamn, nigga. How many different kinds of lying you got up on there in that book? And then when you start looking at it, like, yeah, that is different. Like, it's different to tell somebody, yo, you're beautiful when you're not. That's a straight out lie. Know what I'm saying? But it's different than if somebody asks you, am I beautiful? Like, girl, you already know the answer to that question. That's a different kind of lie, but it's still a lie. Or mistruth. Or deceitfulness. You know what I mean? So, I don't know. It's a multiple ways to lie and deceive people and hide information and, you know, all kind of things like that that you need to be healed from.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because you lying to me is one thing, but me asking you, yo, what can I do to make you happy? And you say, I don't know. When you know what it is. That's lying to me, too. And that's hurting me, too. That's hurting all the relationship from going to the next level. But it is what it is.
Yeah. I agree. Definitely agree.
So what's the last thing you had to heal from?
You know, previously to my previous relationship, I had to heal from a relationship that I had been.
The nigga, Dre, wait. Dre, you there, Dre?
Yep.
The nigga said previous to my previous relationship, I had to heal from a previous relationship. What is this nigga talking about?
The key.
Oh, shit. Nigga said before the first one was the second one.
Huh? Hey, she already told you. She felt her eyes getting jabbed.
She felt it. Yeah, how the fuck you feel your eyes turning fucking low main?
She already told you that. That's why I said I wasn't going to say nothing. I was going to let her keep on talking. I wasn't gonna
keep on talking.
Your ass wanna damn be nosy and get the shit.
Prior to my, I can't even get my words together.
Hey, Ron. And her, look, she wanna say something, but in her head, all she hearing is.
Okay, I had to heal from a situation with the man in the suit.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, right, all right.
So, y'all know the history. Like, literally, me and him was back and forth with each other for double-digit years. And he would do shit that it just didn't fucking make sense to me. You know? And the last straw was when he went and did some extra dumb shit. And I was like, yo, you the dumbest smart nigga I know. I can't do this no more. And so I felt like, and it wasn't the thing.
Now, are you sure? Now. Smart as dumb nigga or dumb as smart nigga?
No, he's a dumb smart nigga. They don't make a difference because he's the dumbest smart nigga I know.
You stupid.
You know, and so many things he did to break my heart. Like, so many different things. Like, that was one of the people I, like, nigga, you made me cry. Don't make me fucking cry, because I'm not a crier. And Dre can say to you, he was like, yo, that was the first time I ever saw her cry when that nigga did some shit that broke her heart.
So all right, so I've been on some shit like this recently. When you
the crying hurt, right?
Right. Like, it was one of them, like, I was so mad. I was just sitting there quiet and tears just running down my face.
Okay, okay, now walk with me. You ready to walk with me?
Okay, all right. We're walking.
Okay. When you go to the gym and you work out, right, you work
uh-huh.
muscles that you ain't worked in a long time. They hurt, right?
Uh-huh.
But you're working towards something, and in the end, it's actually a good thing, right?
Okay.
The analogy that I'm making is that, you know, sometimes crying and working these emotions and having these conversations and going through these feelings on building those muscles that we can use that make us better in the long run. One to grow on. A PSA from the co. How about that?
You said PSA from Coke.
A PSA from the code.
Oh, I'm like, PSA from the code. What the hell?
I was inhaling my blood. And
oh,
it came out a little choppy, so you got to excuse me. Yes, I'm the one on the show that one of us smokes. Fuck it.
What the hell?
But, yeah, I say that to say that sometimes the things that we don't, yo, man, you, when you step out your comfort zone, you grow, you build muscles, you fucking experience new shit, you fucking, know what I'm saying, you live your life on a vibration that you ain't necessarily used to. Those are good things sometimes. So, yeah, crying and getting that feeling out, it's not a good, it don't feel good, but it in the long run, it's good for you. Especially if you learn the lesson from it, especially. And I know
okay.
as big as your head is, you learned the lesson.
Shut up, nigga. This is what the conversation I was having with my friend Tisha yesterday. Not yesterday, the day before. And because she asked me about him. She was like, oh, when was the last time you talked to him? And I was like, yo, I can't let myself do it. Like, I can talk to him and I can see him, but I can't sit down and cultivate anything else with him. Does that make sense? Like, if he was to say to me, hey, let's have a relationship and grow and go to the next level, I can't do it. Mentally, myself can't do it. Because
all right, let me ask you this. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. Because in so many instances, you made me feel like second place. And I no longer am in that spot where it's like I'm not playing any fucking games with you. And my mind won't allow me to say, okay, yeah, we'll do this. Because I'm like, no, you made the fucked up decision of the first one, and then now you want to come back to me. Nah, man, fuck you. That's healing. Nah, nigga, fuck you. You know what I'm saying? Nah.
You stupid?
You know, it's not that, oh, we'll see, we'll try. No, nigga, no. You're good for one motherfucking thing, and that's it. Boom. That's it. We not doing that shit. We not doing it. You're not going to waste any more of my motherfucking time. Not now, not ever. Gonna fix me another drink. Dang, you don't got some more ice.
All right, so let me ask you this. The thing that he did, right, that was destroying and broke the camel's back. Mm-hmm. Right?
Mm-hmm.
No matter what it was, I don't even want to know what it was. But whatever it was, you took it personally, right?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. Now, I'm assuming, and I may be wording this wrong, but I'm assuming that you took it personally, like he shouldn't have done it because A, B, and C, right?
Mm-hmm.
What if A, B, and C was really D, E, and F?
I don't
care. A, B, and C was the three reasons that he did it, and no, and whether they was right or wrong, you wasn't the reason that he did what he did. The reason he did what he did was something totally the fuck else, but you got to deal with the repercussions of it.
Yeah, pretty much, and I don't care, and I don't want to.
You stupid. All right, let me ask you this question. You go out with your do you have a place that you go out when you want to go out and let your hair down by yourself?
No, I don't, because I don't go nowhere.
Did you ever have a place like this?
No, not really.
Reason I was asking, because I was asking, is the place that you go alone, your safe place, would you take your man there?
My quiet place, like a place I was, you know what? Not necessarily. My quiet place included me going to see somebody in my quiet place. So would I take my man there? No, because I can't, no, no.
Okay. I didn't think so.
I'm gonna fix me another drink. This will be the last one.
Number four.
This is number three.
Exactly. It's Dre.
Yo.
You got a spot where you go to where you just want to be by yourself? You get away?
Yeah.
Would you take a shorty there? Or your woman?
I did that one time, and she complained the whole fucking time. But it might be different if I carry somebody else, though. So, you know. I'm willing to try it again.
All right. Reason I ask, because somebody was like, they wanted to go out by themselves. I was like, all right, let's go. Now you don't know where you want to go. But when you was going by yourself, you know where you wanted to go. Oh, okay. I get it. You really don't want me to go. What the, is this nigga singing?
What?
This nigga is singing in the back. I swore I heard fucking Stephanie Mills.
This nigga said Stephanie Mills.
This nigga crazy. Alright, Dre, question. Hip hop. You heard Conway new album? God Don't Make Mistakes?
Bro, I've been bumping that shit for a hot minute now. That's my shit. You know I'm a Griselda nigga.
nigga. I know which is your favorite song. Him and Jilly from Philly.
Yeah, that one threw me for a loop because it didn't seem like it was like that group don't seem like nothing she would collaborate with, but she always do good hip hop tracks when she collaborate with somebody.
But she rhymed. That fucked my head up.
Yeah, that part.
And she was nice.
I wonder how he pulled that shit off right there.
I hear that. Yeah, it's, but it's just great. All right, but let's get back to this thing. All right, so healing. All right, so Dre, what's the last thing you had to heal from?
Relationship.
Nah, I ain't talking about it, nigga. Talking about it.
Man, shit. The shit I went through dealing with this motherfucker, I probably should have been fucking married instead of just fucking around waiting on her dumb ass to get her shit together. And that shit, I call charges behind that bullshit and every fucking thing. And she just determined that I was the one in the wrong. Damn. It's funny, but it ain't funny, but it's funny to me because every time I damn look at the local news or whatever, like the news channel that we got down there where I'm from, she's always on that motherfucker for them stealing or got them doing something retarded, you know what I'm saying? Or you got busted in a crack house and all that shit. Like, she didn't want to listen to me.
So where did you have to heal from?
The fact that I was in love with this motherfucker, man. I was in love. And that shit fucked me up.
Okay.
And that shit, I was in love with this motherfucker. It's like, this shit took like 7 years off my life, dog.
7 years?
Yeah, I was in love
with 7 whole years.
Yeah, it was seven years, and that shit, it fucked me up, because I was determined.
The nigga said the bitch is a broken mirror.
It worked, and it didn't, it's like, I'm determined to make it work, but the shit didn't work, because she was determined to fuck it up.
I told you that. Before it was Stephanie Mills, now it's Toni Braxton. This nigga is on her fucking R&B shit.
And then came in and gave me the potion.
Nigga, when you start singing Orange Juice Jones, I'm out.
Okay, so I made me another drink. And I was like, Trey, here, taste it. That's all I did. I only gave him a little bit. I ain't even give him a whole cup.
Whatever.
I ain't even going to tell you what's in it.
Oh, fuck. Here we go. I ain't going to tell you what's in it. Shit. I've always got them lab rats.
You know what? I'm going to go ahead and tell you what's in it.
Give it to Mikey.
You don't drink anything. It has tequila, ruby red grapefruit juice, Fresca, and lime juice.
So basically, I'm drinking an energy drink on steroids.
A what on steroids?
An energy drink.
No, it's called a Paloma. Tequila. You should see my styrofoam cup full. Honey.
Yes, all right, no more songs.
don't do nothing that has a song to go along with it then.
Oh, shit. This nigga gonna be like, yo,
no, I could be a human juice.
I'm about to go on vacation. Yeah, I'm about to go on vacation. I want to go to a place that got some waterfalls. You know.
Okay.
Does
it matter if it's hot or cold?
I wanna know what I'm saying, go home, do my lady, get some sexual healing. You know what I'm saying? I can't wait.
This nigga.
Yo, you got issues.
Hey, look, listen. Yeah. I've had a long week. I had midterms this week. They had me stressed it out.
All right. Let me ask you a question.
Answer.
You know that you robbed the bank, right?
Okay. Wait a minute.
You know you robbed the bank. You know you robbed several banks, okay? And you know what bank robbers look like.
They look like
white
women.
And me and you getting into it. What is that?
They look like white women.
You stupid. All right, so my question to you is, you see me, and I give off all the tendencies of I'm giving off indications of a bank robber. You don't want me to ask you if you rob banks. Do you ask me if I rob banks?
I'm not going to ask directly.
Right.
I'm like, so, like, you know, you look familiar. Do I know you? I feel like I've seen you somewhere before. Like, it's some type of robber convention in the world. Like, we all go to the same place. Like, did you look familiar? I think I've seen you on TV on the bank thing that you was stealing shit. Did you steal? You're a klepto.
You stupid.
Yo, nigga, why am I standing up swaying in the wind? And there's no wind. Swaying back and forth. Keela.
Nope.
What did you say no for?
I'm not going to follow. I'm going to keep my mouth shut.
Hey, good. I'm telling you, the week that I've had, I need, and I'm supposed to be on a detox too, so tomorrow I got to do better. I mean, I start a trip tomorrow, so I'm good. I'll be fine by 5 o'clock tomorrow evening. I should take the tequila with me. On my trip. I don't know the people I got on trip with. I don't know their names. I've never seen their names before. But you're not gonna necessarily ask them outright, like, "Hey, do you ride banks?" Because, bitch, you look like you ride banks to tell lies.
Right. Because then they ask you. Now you got the lie.
Like, nah, I don't rob things, but you look just like Junior Lee.
You stupid. So you look like you know how to hand over a note like the best of them.
Bitch, you done pointed a gun at somebody's face, ain't you?
You be in and out, I could tell. You like that burger spot in Cali. You in and out.
Mm.
disgusting.
I'm just saying.
Bitch, you look like you rob banks.
You're a bank robber. But that is what that is. So, all right. So, like, boom. What's the last thing that you've done that somebody has had to heal from?
From me? Oh, well, I mean, I don't know if they healed or whatnot, because we're still talking. I think that we got over the situation. I don't know if it was a healing, because we never really brought it back up after we discussed it and we moved forward. But
is it obvious that you was at fault and you were the one that was wrong?
Yeah, I was wrong, and they had their wrong, but I was wrong because I didn't say anything about said situation, and somebody else decided to go tell my motherfucking business. So
all right,
I had
so
to 100% be honest.
100% of the blame, what percentage is yours?
I'm going to take about 85% of that blame.
Copy that.
I'm gonna take the bulk of the blame. Because,
right.
Yes, I could have said something previously, but being that I was not necessarily backed into a corner, to have to be honest, it was like, I'm the type, if you ask me about some shit, I'm not going to lie. I'm going to go ahead and tell the truth, and because obviously you know some shit, so therefore I'm going to be like, okay, let me clarify it for you. You know, and that's what happened. The person was giving bits and pieces of the information. I was like, that ain't what that is. But, okay, let me tell you. And even though I'm telling the truth, they were hurt. So I had to figure out a way to regain the trust. And be like, hey, look, listen, it was only a temporary thing. You know, it wasn't one of those things that was long term. It was temporary. And it was because you weren't giving me the ample amount of attention that I needed when I needed it. Because I asked you for it and you didn't give, so therefore I went elsewhere. You know what I'm saying? When women do shit, it's cause and effect type shit. Like, nigga, you did this and it's caused me to do this. Niggas, they just be doing shit to be doing shit because you stupid.
Not true.
That's true.
Not true.
Nigga, I might be drunk. But I don't know if it's true.
What I'm saying is there is, you stupid. What I'm saying is there's times when females do shit just because. And there's times when guys do shit in retaliation.
Okay.
Because
okay.
Like, I was just having this conversation with my Sean, and it was like, yo, I like in the situation that I had. I'm gonna take the same 85 as you took. Fuck it.
Okay.
Know what I'm saying? So, out of that 85, I would say like 7.5%. The first 7.5%, the first 10% was her. The next 85% was me. The last 5% was her. Does that make sense? Like, it was some little bullshit, really, that I should have, know what I'm saying, been able to deal with a little better, that I didn't deal with the way I should have, that made me step out of bounds with my 85% ass. Know what I'm saying? And then, know what I'm saying? Whatever, but.
Well, Okay. I get it. But nothing I can say to without being an ex. Maybe in my head, I was like, well, maybe. In my head, I was like, maybe, nigga, you shouldn't have did the shit that you did. Nigga, you shouldn't have kept the secrets that you kept. Nigga, you shouldn't put your bitches in my face. Like,
so when I say in times, nigga, I'll put it like this. The reason of my tardiness was I was finishing up something, right? And we were just having a conversation. And I'm like, the things that I ask for a reason. Because I know me better than anybody else on this planet. And I know that, you know what I'm saying, my demons and my, you know what I'm saying, vices.
Oh, my goodness.
They have certain, you know what I'm saying, there's certain appetizers to those entrees. You know what I mean? Certain things lead to them motherfuckers.
I need mozzarella sticks before I eat this chicken sandwich. Sorry. That's just using your metaphor and food. Hungry.
So therefore, if I see it's in mozzarella sticks, I'm looking for a chicken sandwich.
Bacon? Right after. What do you order? The chicken sandwich with some lettuce and tomatoes?
I'm sick of your ass coming over here with these motherfucking blooming onion rings.
You know, keep them to your stuff, funky shit. Keep them to your stuff.
I fuck with them every once in a while, but I want my mozzarella sticks. Don't be coming with no fucking spinach dip. I want mozzarella sticks. Don't want no french fries. The funky ass french fries.
I want
mozzarella
sticks, bitch. They're not even seasoned.
Thank you. Not even.
Oh, Lord. Oh, God. I had to come get my shoes up. What time is it? I don't even know what time it is. Why do I feel like we've been on here for 2 hours? It's only 11:33.
Because you old.
No, nigga, you old.
I am.
But.
Y'all went to the gym today, man?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why.
Yeah, cool. I don't know what they was doing. And the same with them young boys. Knowing they're going to run your ass up and down the court. Yo, why the fuck?
Yo, why the fuck are you whispering?
Like, what? Let me go up the stairs. Leave me alone. No, it's an alarm.
Like, we fucking, you know what I'm saying? Like, we hiding behind the fucking car and the killer looking for us. What is wrong with you, nigga?
Nigga, I might be drunk.
Yeah, where my light at? Where my light at?
I might be. Because it's why am I huffing and puffing and coming up the goddamn stairs? Like, I'm out of shape.
Okay, you ready? You ready? You didn't answer my question.
I'm listening.
Are you ready?
I guess so.
Thank you. Appreciate you. Love you. You got to choose. Would you rather live in a place where there... So... You live on an island.
Okay.
And they're going to drop, I don't want to say Japan, but let's say Japan, and they drop a nuclear bomb on your island, right? Now, everybody in Japan ain't died, but it was crazy, right? So,
okay.
Would you rather live on the island of Japan when they're about to drop a bomb, or would you rather live in a town that got a serial killer that's killing short black women?
I might live. He can't kill everybody. And there's a lot of short women in the world. He can't kill them. I'm going to wear heels every day. He ain't really going to know I'm short. I'm going to live with the serial killer. And drink my
tea. You stupid.
Matter of fact, I'm going to become friends
nigga
with you. Like, nigga, you
nigga said, I will get a pistol and walk with a bunch of tall friends every day.
With a bunch of, and we'll wear a 6-inch heel every day, comfortably.
You stupid?
Every day. Before I go live on the island where there's a nuclear plant that they can bomb and kill all of us.
I mean, just think about it. It was, what, a couple million people living in Japan?
All, that was all tequila. Oh, God. Huh?
This nigga is a tequila head.
Did you not? Okay. Anybody who knows me knows I switch between tequila and whiskey.
Indeed.
Okay. Very rarely will I drink Hennessy. I have it, but I'll drink it. But my go-to is tequila and whiskey. And tequila, being that I'm currently on some type of diet, tequila is better than whiskey because it's low-carb, gluten-free, and, yeah. Yep. That's where I'm at. In life. Judge your mama. Okay. Mm-hmm. And grapefruit juice. Yo, my eyes feel like they so low to the ground. Like they sweeping across the floor.
I'm done.
Sweet. It's my last drink. I'm going to take these last two sips, and then we're done for the night. We're gonna stop drinking.
Sure. I believe you.
I am. I'm not drinking no more after this. This is number 3, and it wasn't like no little cup. Like, I'm talking about a 16-ounce styrofoam cup from the sheets. Contemplating life choices. But you know what?
What's up?
I'm going to say this. I want my friends to heal. I want my friends to heal from a happy heal into a happy place and then go after the relationship type of relationships that they want instead of faking their healing and then trying to jump into relationships that are trash. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I mean, I say this. Love your fucking self, man.
Ooh.
Trust me, you could do it.
Yeah.
I mean, I mean, it's hard, you know what I'm saying, to be comfortable in your own skin. It's hard to say, I am enough. It's hard
mm-hmm.
to say, I don't need this person to complete me. You know what I'm saying? Like, this couple and me are two entities. You know what I'm saying? Y'all
mm-hmm,
one,
mm-hmm.
and I am my one. You know what I'm saying? I don't need another person to complete me to be an entity.
Mm-hmm,
you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
that's actual and that's factual and that's actually sexy. What I also will say to people though is sometimes the people who have done you wrong, such as myself, who I've done wrong, I recognize the wrong I've done. And the reason that I have done wrong is not because I wanted to do you wrong. It's because I wanted to do me right. And doing me right and you wrong sometimes is opposite sides of the coin. Sometimes my right is heads and your right is tails. You can't get heads and tails at the same time. It don't work like that, nigga. You know what I mean? So sometimes my priority is just secondary. You know what I mean? So I just say that to say that it ain't all about people like, yo, you did that to hurt me. I didn't do that to hurt you, nigga. I did that to make some money. And when I did that to make some money, you know what I'm saying, it got back to you. I didn't know that the old white lady I fucked was your auntie. I didn't know that. I'm sorry. I didn't know you had a white aunt. Nobody told me this.
Oh, that was what? The hell?
Oh, I'm sorry. My bad. I apologize. TMI?
What in the world, Lord?
I'm just saying, listen, old white lady, you know what I'm saying? Miss Del Gracio, you know what I'm saying? She paid my rent for 6 months. Nah, Ms. Del Gracio, I don't even call her by her first name, no. I call her Ms. Del Gracio because she earned that respect. Fuck that.
I'm so weak.
What happened?
I'm weak. I can't.
No. Well, she was weak, too, when I got my chin from out on her fucking vulva. She made me put... Oh, never mind. But, yeah, so...
Nigga, the fuck?
Man, I said 6 months of rent. You know the thing she made me do to her?
Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord.
Oh, shit. You imagine?
I can't, and I don't want to.
Would you? 6 months.
No.
6 months. One night?
No.
A year?
No. All people give you worms.
2 years?
No.
5 years?
No.
Put the down payment down on a house and pay the taxes for 10 years. In your name. Right. See, now she's got to think about it.
I don't want worms.
I'm talking about a nigga. No, I'm talking about a nigga paying her rent for multiple years. She's like, nah, these crackers got worms. I'm talking about motherfucker getting her some property and paying off the taxes. A deed in my name. I will let that old white man hit her from the back. He can colonize me. He sure can.
No, he cannot colonize me.
No. He can't colonize you?
No.
He can't pillage your village?
No, we can sit and we have a nice conversation, Mr. Brad.
You can't pillage your village? Why you not going to let him do a little pillaging?
No. Because first of all, I had to probably explain to my husband or my boyfriend, like, hey, look, listen, we ain't got to pay no mortgage or no taxes. Here's the reason why. And he going to be like, you let that old white man do what? No, I didn't let that old white man touch me. I'm just telling you this.
Well, why the fuck not? The nigga might have got us a beach house. Go back over there. What the fuck is wrong with you?
No.
Oh,
I don't
my
want
bad.
To.
I'm sorry. Yeah, depending on what your husband like, he might like, well, give me his address.
Say what?
Oh shit!
Nigga, no. I don't want to.
I'm stupid.
Yeah, you stupid.
Now, yeah, baby, you ain't going over there? Fuck it. He going to, or he wants a nut, right?
Oh, God, no.
Oh, shit. I'm so stupid.
Y'all, remember, I am fried. Why do I feel like I'm skating through my house?
Why do you?
Because I didn't drink.
Maybe because you've been having too much tequila.
Huh?
You having too much tequila.
Nigga, yo, look, I don't know how much I poured in that shit, but I poured a lot in that shit. Like, I'm hot. Cola fat. Burn the fuck up. Wish
all
my
right,
tongue
so
went.
Right. So going.
So going.
So when we get to this healing shit, right? We've talked about, you know what I'm saying, us healing. We talked about people healing from our activities. What about the, like, the collateral from healing? Like,
kids.
Like, when your
you mean
friends,
like kids?
Children, friends, family members, coworkers, you know what I'm saying? Like, your man come up to the job and pull you by your motherfucking, the nape of your neck out the job and shit. Know what I'm saying? And take you down to the fucking car and toss you in the motherfucking back seat. Not even in the driver's seat. Nigga toss you in the back seat and drive the fuck off. Know what I'm saying? You come to work the next day with sunglasses on and limping. Know what I mean?
Why didn't you call somebody then before I came back to work?
Wait, in August, right? Right?
In August?
You bring this nigga to the Christmas. Right, in August. You bring this nigga to the Christmas party. How the fuck we supposed to feel? Nigga, we all need to heal.
Right. That's like, you know, when you know how your friends tell you about a situation that they going through or whatever, and you mad because they done put themselves in a situation, and you mad at the nigga, and then all of a sudden, that nigga at the birthday party smiling and kicking, nigga, I will fuck you up. Because I ain't had opportunity to heal from the shit that you did to my friend.
Right.
Yo, so real, this is me putting myself, letting y'all know. One of my best friends, this girl did something to her some years ago. And I witnessed the shit, right? And ever since, I felt like I need to bust this bitch in her motherfucking face every time I see her. Because you did something to my best friend. Now, keep in mind, my best friend's
right.
Still hanging with the bitch. So she ain't give me an opportunity to heal from the shit. So I'm like, yo, every time I see this bitch, it's some shit on site, period. So I told my friend, I said, listen, so that I don't feel this way, that I have to bust this bitch in her mouth every single time I see her, don't invite me. Because I know you still hang with her and you still invite her to shit. Don't invite me. I won't feel away. I won't be mad. I won't be sad that I missed out on the shit. I don't like people no way. I don't want to hang with y'all. So, yeah. And Dre can attest to me not liking the bitch. Because I drug him sick somewhere just in case I have to bust this bitch in her mouth.
And I was sick as a fucking dog.
So.
God damn it.
Listen, Ron. Man, listen. To this day, if I see the bitch, I want to punch her in her face. And that was been some years.
On sight.
Every
and
single time.
The destination, damn it.
Say what?
I want to beat her up too because I got drugged to the destination after I told you I was sick. And I said, don't come knock on my door. What you do? Come knock on my goddamn door.
Come on, get it together. Come on, let's go.
We got somewhere to go. They're like, who the fuck is we? I never met we before in my life.
Man, I had the fucking flu too, dog. I was mad as hell. I was sore as a bitch. It wasn't cold, but it was cold to me. Like I don't know what the fuck was going on with me that day. I was sick as hell. So I'm thinking she playing. Just got them thing. I know I'm in the car going to Charlotte. What the fuck?
Oh yeah, she ain't playing.
Fuck that shit.
Not only am I not playing, but nigga, that's why you are my best friend. Shut the fuck up and ride.
Listen, because if something happened to me, you gotta be able to get shit together. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it's like honestly, I don't know if she realizes it or not, but when she say she doing shit with her, I just be like, oh, okay. Okay, girl. You ain't got to invite me to do shit. And see, the thing is that I know some backstory that she don't know that I know. And so it just pisses me off even more. Like, you fuck with this bitch and she ain't shit. Like, you say shit about people. Like, you know, mothers shouldn't be taking advantage of fathers who are trying to take care of their kids and this, that, and the third, you know. But your fuck ass friend, she do that. Yeah, I said your fuck ass friend because she ain't nothing but a fuck ass person. And so, and she ugly. And you know, y'all know how I feel about ugly people, right? Y'all know how I feel about ugly people.
I know that you're stupid. I know that.
Like, I be looking like, bitch, look at me and look at you. There ain't no nothing. Not a nail, nutter powder. Not a nail, nutter. You. Yeah. Nah, bitch. Not even on my worst day can you compete. Not even on my worst. Not even on a sweatpants, messy bun, no makeup, no moisturizer on my face, no nothing, bitch, you can't compete. Just ugly. Ugly bucket. Looking like a whole gremlin. Yeah, some more ass looking bitch.
I don't know if I've ever been more done with you.
You're not done with me, nigga. You're not done.
Oh, no, I'm done with you. I'm done. I don't
Why?
Know if I've ever been more done.
Why? Because I called her gremlin. Can I give her? What you say, Dre?
I ain't said a word. I'm just tickled. I'm laughing.
He's done, too.
You're not done. You niggas will be back here next week. You're not done.
Yo, Dre, she talking to me. She talking to me. My voice, her voice, my voice. What you said, Dre? Dre said a motherfucking thing. What the fuck?
I'm just sitting here trying to hold in the laughing.
Yo, what you say, Dre? Yeah, that's like, imagine having a conversation. Say, what you say, Dr. King?
Right.
Not Dr. King.
Hey, well, shut up, Dre. I'm trying to listen. All right, go ahead, Harry. Oh, shit, this nigga. What you say, Dre? He ain't said a motherfucking thing. You hearing voices.
At damn Outkast song, I hear voices in my head. They be calling me.
No, what's that shit? She hear voices at the bottom of the bottle or some shit? Was that shit?
I don't even know the bottom of the bottle. Nigga, there's still some more in the bottle.
Yeah, echo. That's what's in the bottle, nigga. That's the only thing left in that bottle is your fucking echo.
It is halfway full.
Mm-hmm. You need more people.
No, okay. So I was talking to my friends when they came to visit or whatever, and they said, when you with me, you don't get drunk, you get tipsy. But when you with your friends or you at the house, you get drunk. I'm like, I don't understand. Because I drink when I'm with them. But I also know my limit. My limit is 3 drinks, right? So, and yeah. We was at the bar, and then we drinking at the hotel. I have to limit myself when I'm at the bar because I know when I get back to the hotel, I'm going to drink some more. But I don't get drunk. Does that make sense? I don't know. I guess they want to see me drunk.
First of all, yes, you are very entertaining drunk. So, yes, we do want to see you drunk. But I get what you're saying. No. There are very few people who are more entertaining with some libations in their system than Miss Carolina.
I mean,
Kitty, if
I
you're nasty.
Hey, Elf. Ew.
I'm done with
you. I just don't know. What the hell do you have, old lady? He was a goddamn mess.
But yeah, all right. So as we pull off, right, and we about to dock this ship, better yet, I was talking to y'all about fan base, right? So, all right, so Dre, peep game. On fan base, you familiar with it?
Yeah, because somebody, that's the shit I was telling you about. Somebody took some of our shit, some of our skits, and put it on there, but we didn't know who the fuck it was. They downloaded it somehow.
Because they making money from that shit, son. They monetize it because on fan base, you can like somebody's shit for free. But if you love it, every love equals a half a penny.
Mm.
Or if you got enough content, they can subscribe to your content, $4 a month, you bust that down halfway, so you get $2 or something like that. Know what I mean? So it's ill because I was looking at something today, and this chick, all she did was put a meme up. Now, first off, fan base is not international yet. It's just the United States right now, and it's still, you know what I'm saying, not really popping like that. But chick put up a meme. You put that same meme on Instagram, you get likes. Same meme on Facebook, you get likes. She put it on fan base, she got likes and she got loves. She made 13 cents. You say to me, what the fuck is 13 cents? I said, you right. Mind you, fan base got about 50,000 users. There's about maybe 100,000 people on it. You know how many millions of people in this country? Forget it. So I say all that to say, you know what I'm saying? You take your stuff, you put it on there, nigga. And the same shit that she would have put somewhere else and got nothing, she got 13 cents for. I take it.
I'm going to have to damn check it out because I remember when the shit happened to us, and my boy Bass was like, man, fuck this shit. He took it down. But the dude, this motherfucker, like, whoever the dude was that was posting our shit, this motherfucker was getting, like, it was like 24K, 30K hits. And I was like, god damn. And so we didn't know that there was, you know what I'm saying, there was money involved in the shit. We just thought somebody was taking our shit and putting it on there, and they getting the credit for it like they produced it.
Did it cut it off? What happened?
Nope. What a white woman there.
Yeah, it ain't. It's 12 o'clock, though.
Well, next week we may have to shift the time because I'm going to a new store to work, and their closing hours are 11 o'clock, unless one of you volunteer to start the show at 10:30. We can shift it to 11 o'clock. So to you
all. Right, either way, I'm with you.
Please let me know because, like I said, I go to my store closed because they were building a smaller pharmacy by it. So my pharmacy moved into that smaller pharmacy, shutting down the front part of the store. I work in the front part of the store majority of the time, so I have to shift to a new store. This store is going to be different because clearly this is some nigga shit. I've only seen one white person working in said store. I don't want to have to deal with a whole bunch of nigger personalities. So we shall see. I start there next Friday. So we shall see what this does. But so we'll probably shift it to the 11 o'clock hour. But I'll let you know in advance. I start a trip tomorrow. I'm going to Birmingham and Columbia tomorrow. Then I'll be in Rochester. I'll be going to Rochester, Syracuse, Boston, all in one fucking day. Yeah. Don't make no sense.
Not none.
Man,
listen.
That's some bullshit. And it is. So, and then I'm going to be bouncing between the shits all weekend. Like, let me tell you. Like I said, tomorrow I'll go Birmingham and Columbia. Which is no problem. So I'll go from Columbia to Philly, Philly to Rochester, Rochester to Boston, Boston to Syracuse, back to Boston, and then back to Rochester.
Gotcha.
All in one fucking day. That's 1, 2, 3, 4. That's 4 legs in one day just bouncing around from the same goddamn place. Now, you know Boston is racist as hell, and this is my first time going to Boston. I'm going to need these white folks not to come out their face wrong because I'm Southern, and I will cuss your ass out in a polite-ass way. And then tell you to go call your mama.
Beesh.
All right. So, we may have an alternate time next week. We'll be here, though. Be good. Don't do no shit I wouldn't do. Drink tequila and drink responsibly.
So bad.
Why I gotta be stupid? Stop calling me stupid.
Mama.
Always calling me stupid. I ain't do nothing.
I'm sorry.
And fuck these hoes and go heal. How about that? That's all I got.
Yeah.
Fuck these hoes and go heal. All right, y'all be good. Bye, good black people.
Let it drink.
Later, Negroes.